Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to episode 106 of Trusty Hogs. I'm Catherine Bohart.
I'm Ellen Bauer.
And we have had a morning, but we'll get into that in a moment. First, we need to tell you that Trusty Hogs is a podcast where... Don't blow your nose mid-intro. You can't. Are you joking?
I'm sorry. Sometimes when I've had the morning I've had...
Oh my God. Oh, pause. Please. I beg you to just hold on a second.
Okay.
This is the podcast where we tell you about our perfect lives, except for when Helen's had to do anything. And then we help you solve your own problems because you write them into us and we're absolutely here for your advice. Today, we have an incredible, quite famous comedian, Lolly Adefope, on.
I love Lolly Adefope.
Very exciting. But for now, Helen Bauer, I know you're desperate to tell me you've had a bad day.
Through the fog, step forth the trusty hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the trusty hogs. Trust the trusty hogs, or maybe not.
It all starts in Ireland.
Sweet Jesus.
As every bad story does.
Fuck you.
As every bad story. Have you ever heard a story of someone like, well, she was born in Ireland, and it's like, well, that's going to turn out good. It's awful, Catherine.
Yeah.
Aer Lingus don't want me to be happy. Everything was delayed. It was all a disaster. I wanted to go to bed last night so I could get at least 5 hours sleep. And instead, my friend Fifi was like, ah, you'll have another one. Ah, you'll have another one. You have another one. You'll have another one. So then,
is she a crow or?
She's from Cork.
You couldn't tell that from what you
No,
did.
I think that was close enough.
Not even a little bit.
Okay. Ah, you'll have another one, Helen. Ah, you'll have another one. You're thirsty
is,
there,
is
I can see.
Is she a pirate?
Close. She works in a chocolate shop. But I was trying to down Guinness. This is nothing to do with why I was 2 hours late today.
Oh right, this just happens to start with you downing Guinness with an Irish woman, but it's definitely all Aer Lingus.
Yeah, yeah, it was awful. And then delays at East Croydon station, terrible stuff. Uh-huh. And then the bus route.
But what I always like when things go against you is that you deal with them with such composure, such dignity, such grace. You don't send 74 text messages. You don't.
How many do you think I sent to the
cry? You don't even come in and screaming. You were nothing but serenity and grace.
I did have a nice cry, actually.
Oh,
you have to.
You must. But you're here now, Helen, and that's the main thing. Are you glad? How was that? Was anything good about Ireland? How about you tell me that?
I feel like I should live in a bin.
Okay. Again,
I feel disgusting. I tried to shower this morning in the hotel, but apparently they don't have hot water in Dublin.
They do.
Well, I don't think they do.
We just don't give it to English people.
Because I turned it on. They were fucking, yeah.
Was there anything good about Ireland?
Yeah, I kept mentioning the famine on stage. It was like a tick.
Like, oh, I can see that for you.
Not. Yeah. And it was so much fun. Like, obviously they were like over the moon if I got charged higher for things for reparations. And they'd all like clap. And I did the accent a lot more than I should have done. I mean,
yeah.
I know not supposed to do it full stop.
No, it's certainly not what you can't.
Just, I just felt judgment in some place. Like, everyone, all the hogs were lovely. I got to Cork and I was like, because you know, like, I had my first spice bag. Which, for anyone who's new to here, it's like, describe a spice bag. It's like...
Okay, a spice bag in Ireland is basically an assortment of the day's meats that they have going spare. Chips, this is at your Chinese takeaway, whacked into a bag. Mm. They whack in the sauce or spice of the day. They shake it all up. Usually it's got stuff like chicken balls or just like pork or chips. And they just give that a big old shake up and then they sort of throw it at you. And that is an Irish delicacy.
And it's so life-changingly amazing. So yeah. I had my first one, was it last year in Tullamore?
Yeah.
And then I got to Cork and I was like gagging for one because like Belfast, like I had like lunch, but there was nowhere open late at night and I'd like had drinks with like Jem Brister.
It's
and
really
I was
just hard like, to get late night food in Belfast, in my
honestly,
opinion.
Honestly, that city
experience.
Is fucked. They need to sort that
no,
out.
It's not
no,
it's no,
it is that late
it's
nightness.
Not fucked, but I do think they could have more late night food options.
And everyone in Belfast being like, well, the Titanic was fine when it left here. Ha ha ha. And it's like, I didn't have enough lifeboats, you fucking idiot. It's like you.
Did you say
insane.
That?
No, I try not to get into too many fights when I'm up there.
Try not to get political.
Angry. Yeah.
All right, go on.
Yeah, they said like something like the percentages. Like if I sang an IRA song, would be like
sweet
so
Jesus,
split.
You shouldn't.
I didn't. So I didn't.
Okay, thank God.
But it was just you know when you're trying to figure out.
I was like, there aren't enough lifeboats for that either, my love. Okay, so you get your spice bag in Dublin.
No, this is the problem. Cork. I couldn't find any like Chinese restaurants or like fish and chip shops or whatever.
If they don't come from fish and chip
around.
Shops, they come from Chinese takeaways.
Okay, well I couldn't see any, so then I went to a spa in Cork.
Right.
And they had one there on like the deli counter.
No way.
And but apparently I'd been there since like midday or something. But I was like, oh, that's I've got a strong stomach. That's absolutely fine. And then like when I got back to
Hang
the
on,
venue.
I'm sick of this. Every time you go somewhere abroad, you get a horrible, horrible stomach or intestinal issue. And then you're like, why does this happen to me? And it's
but
like,
I
well,
was...
because you keep buying day-old spice bags from deli counters and saying
it wasn't a day like... old. It was about 7 hours old.
Right, okay.
And it had been sitting there at a deli counter and it didn't taste exactly the same as I remember it, but I thought it was really good. But then because I ate it inside the venue room and it's quite a small venue, the venue then smelt like that. And I was on stage like digesting.
Hang on, is this at Coughlin's?
Yeah.
It's the smallest venue in the world. Where the fuck would you eat a spice bag in there?
It's a 60-seater.
It's not even. It's like a 50-seater. Why would you eat a spice bag in that tiny thatched pub room?
Because I got confused. It was just like a really long day. I went straight to the venue because like...
Is it thatched? I just remembered it's small.
It's not thatched, but it does have that like... we're one of the fiddly diddly dee ones in the south sort of pub vibe, you know? Like, you know... Hello. And hi. And but it was charming. The gig was nice. In fact, both gigs there were nice. I went on a boat. Because apparently there were dolphins inside of Cork. Like
no
dolphins
way.
Swam up the what's the river in Cork?
Not the Lee.
The Lee.
Did
there
you
we
see
go.
Them?
No. I was very upset.
But you looked cool on the boat. I saw
I went,
your story.
I went on boaty. I went to the Cork Butter Museum.
Oh yeah. Oh my god, nice. Any good?
The most charming museum I've ever been to.
Didn't it's Neil used to do a set about the Butter Museum?
Exactly why I went. I was like, I have to, like, you know, when you're like, someone does like a set about something and you're like, okay, but it's not going to be like that exactly.
It is.
It is exactly what he says. This is a comedian called Neil O'Rourke. If you saw me in the last two dates in Ireland, you'd have seen Neil. He's fucking incredible. He took me there. It's literally the history of butter from the Cork perspective.
Yeah. You know, my grandfather was a creamery farmer.
Of course he was. But according to this video, everyone works in dairy.
Right. They had an old American man do the video for the Cork Butter Creamery. Everyone works in dairy.
There was this old man.
Is he from Delaware?
No, Cork. No, Kerry. Kerry. That's close enough, isn't it?
No, not even a little. But come here to me. So you're at the butter factory and did you get any butter?
Not a factory. No, they don't do any samples.
Museum, my apologies.
There was a making session at midday, but we missed it. That's on me. But it's so emotional because at the end of the video, they're interviewing this like man and he must be like in his like late 70s, early 80s, and he's all red in the face and he's just so proud and you can tell he's like gonna say something he's so proud of, and he was like sort of looks at the barrel of the lens and goes, when I started at Kerrygold we were in 4 countries, now I'm retiring and we're in 83. We broke China. And then the video fades to black. And I genuinely felt me.
I actually really want to see that.
I was like,
I don't have anything. I don't.
You
even
broke. You got into China.
We broke China
because it's like they were in England really quickly. They did really well in Germany, but like,
did you made it sound like they broke China, like they ruined China, as opposed to like they broke the into the industry. I assume he said it was more excitement than
threat. Sure, we're filling up pallets of Kerrygold to go to Beijing every Sunday. Like, it's that sort of a thing. Right. But it's so rare that you see someone that did everything they wanted to do in life and is able to like sit down, be interviewed about it and just sort of say, and I did it. Like, my dream was for people all over the world to eat Kerrygold.
It's the best butter in the world.
It's good.
It's the best butter in the fucking world.
It's more yellow than pale. That's because of the quality of the grass that the cows eat.
Really?
That sort of colour it. So it's not that pale
so
colour like the fucking
delicious.
French have.
It's delicious. It's salty. It's creamy. It's heaven. Oh, God. It really
you
is
really
just,
need to go to the
I
Butter Museum.
I love Kerrygold so much. I love it so much.
Okay, you have to go. It's €5. It's only like three Would rooms pay. And the video's the main thing. Oh, yeah, I paid for Neil as well.
Did I ever tell you that I worked in the only cinema that was left in Europe? In Dublin. It was certainly the last one in Ireland that had the health and safety permissions to serve hot butter on popcorn. It was the greatest job of my life.
Wait, like,
greatest honour and privilege, actually. So you would order your popcorn. And then I would go to a vat of melted hot butter.
Oh my God, you've not had me on this much in a while.
And I would often double the box so you wouldn't get that drip.
Shut your whole mouth.
And then if I liked you, I wouldn't just give you one ladle. I'd even maybe half fill the bucket, then put butter in the centre and then refill it. And then I would pour melted butter all over the popcorn such that the experience of eating it made you genuinely like finger deep in grease. But was exquisite. You'd be left with a sort of clawing, salty mouth. But until then,
can you just quickly can you try and sell me that like I'm coming into the cinema and I don't know what it is. Like,
hi, what can I get you?
Hi, just a snack. I'm going to watch Gladiator. It's the year 2000.
Would you like popcorn or nachos?
Or
a hot dog?
Ooh,
we sell all of them here.
What sort of popcorn do you do?
Well, I can get you salty or sweet, or if you'd like, I could pour hot melted butter over your salted popcorn. And then it can be warm and I guess greasy, but salty. And
I just
private
had a vision.
Because the cinema's in the dark.
Could you mix some peanut butter into it, please?
We don't have that, but you could put M&M peanuts through and they'd melt in the butter. Would that be nice? Would you like that?
Here comes the second cry of the day. I do think I want that.
Yeah, I'll make it for you when you come to my house sometime.
Because I'm not a massive popcorn person, but then I remember seeing...
I make it all the time with salted butter. I'll make you... Oh my God, it's divine. I'll make it for you.
We've got a sleepover next week.
Do we?
Yeah.
Great.
Do you remember?
Yes.
I'm sleeping over yours.
Wonderful. On the 31st.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, yeah. I want to do, there's like a way that people do popcorn where they do that, like you melt chocolate with butter and then you stir the popcorn into it and then you cover it with coconut, like desiccated coconut, and it's like a chocolate macaroon
treat. Fuck, that
sounds
amazing.
And it's like really like light and it's just like Moorish. And I'm like, oh my God.
So you're staying at mine on the 31st, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Would the 31st would have already happened by the time this goes out? Because we're recording this a week in advance.
Because it's after the Outside is Awful gig.
How was your sleepover with me?
Greasier than I anticipated. You kept falling off the blow-up bed.
Oh, we're not sharing a bed?
Absolutely not.
Oh, no, are you serious?
Yeah, no way, I would never. Do you share beds with your friends?
Yes.
I only have a normal double. We can't be in there together.
I can fit in a normal... what the fuck do you think I am?
No, not you. I just
not Brendan
like,
Fraser and the whale. I mean, I'm mobile. Jesus Christ.
Helen, I didn't mean like that. I mean like, I don't want to share...
I've only got a normal bed. That feels very sizes.
I meant standard double. No, I don't want to be in that bed with a partner. I mean like we'd have to touch if we're in that.
Yes!
I don't want that.
Friends touch.
That wasn't sizes. That was, have you met me? I don't want to touch you.
I won't do anything. I'm frigid as fuck.
I don't, but you'll smell of butter.
I just, oh yeah. But won't that just be like...
I'm gonna
here comes Big Helen with a butter smell.
No, I'm gonna make you a lovely bed up in the spare room that you can get as buttery as you like.
Oh. I genuinely thought we were having like...
I don't even share a bed with my sister.
Like lights off and we keep... What?
Yeah, I just think beds are for private time, sort of. Like,
as me
with
and
all
Francis,
things in my life, beds are for business.
Mexico accommodation specifically to share beds and places.
On purpose? When you could have not shared beds.
Yeah, we were like, let's get a double bed instead of a twin bed because it's like, there's more space in the room that way and then we both get to share.
That's hell to me. I want a king size bed for Ellen and I, and she wants a standard double because she likes to be close to me, and
I
hate it.
Okay, I'm with the king. I've got a king size bed just for me.
Yeah, but okay,
because apparently I need it.
No, you can't. We could share that, but I don't want to touch. It's something to do with your size. I don't want to hear you mouth breathing. I don't want you to touch me with your feet.
I'm allowed to breathe, Catherine.
I want you to breathe, but I don't want you to breathe like as I try to sleep. Is all I'm saying.
That's fair. I think I just had a different image in my head of what this was going to be, but it's fine.
You thought we'd have full
sex.
No,
it's fine. I didn't think we'd be having full... I once actually, when I was like 21, I was sharing a bed with my friend Jacob Beswick. And he clearly thought I was his boyfriend. Like he clearly woke up in the night and thought I was his boyfriend. Yeah. And he turned over and like went to go for my pants. And I was like still awake and I felt him going and I like clamped my legs together like, <"Vroom!"> And he did an impression of it for years. It just like, did not get in bed with Helen. If you get even close, whoom!
See, I think...
No!
I think I'm much less likely to do that and more likely to, like, just sleep on the very, 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 very edge and be really stressed and not be able to sleep the whole time.
Okay, I get... I know I'm not going to force my way into your bed because of consent and stuff. It's genuinely
Progress. Chill.
It's genuinely chill.
Okay, sure?
Mm-hmm.
You seem insulted.
I think I'm, like, a little bit, like, I want the butter. I don't know what I want right now. I want... Aer Lingus.
I think it's on me. I think it's because I said normal double bed and I meant standard. And so I'm sorry for that.
I just want you to know I can fit in. Okay.
I know you can fit in a standard bed.
Okay, well, not standard. Like, I will be off the bottom.
No, you can fit in a standard.
No, like, on, like, a standard cruise bed.
Because you're very tall, aren't you?
Because you're very tall,
but you've been in my IKEA standard.
I mean, I'd hope so.
You have when you've lain there while I've done my makeup.
Oh, yeah, you get so upset.
I do hate it when I've just made it. Anyway.
Should we bring on our guest?
I think it's probably for the best.
Because I feel like I might cry again.
No. Okay, you can't say that on the podcast. Everyone's going to be reviewing saying I'm a bully.
Oh, no, not because of Catherine, because of my womb.
What's wrong with your womb? Oh, we don't have time. Please welcome to the podcast, Lolliana Fope!
Yay!
It's me, Catherine Bohart, and I've been writing a new show and I'm taking it on tour. The show is called Again With Feelings, and I think it's my best one. I'm going on tour very soon and I'm going to the following venues if you want to come see me. I'm going to Soho Theatre, I'm going to Brighton, Aldershot, Edinburgh, Glasgow, York, Newcastle, Nottingham, Norwich, Winchester, Cambridge, Oxford, Bath, Birmingham, Manchester, Leeds, Liverpool, Sheffield, Exeter, Corsham, Bristol, Coventry, Guildford, Portsmouth, Swindon, Dublin, and then again to London. Now look, I know you're probably thinking, but Catherine, I don't live in any of those places. Well, first of all, I'm travelling, so I think you could try. But also, I will, I'm doing my best. I'll try. I hope you live near one of those. And if not, let me know and I'll try to see what I can do. But gosh, I hope you can come. Again With Feelings. Tickets are at catherinebohart.com and I'd love to see you there. Oh, and also, if you have a sort of queer with ambiguous interests, why not buy them a ticket for Christmas? Don't know what to get them. I'm better than soap. Well, am I better than soap? Huge claim, actually. I'm a gift idea along with soap.
What's up? I'm still on tour. I'm coming to Cork, Dublin, York, Leeds, Nottingham. No, Leeds are sold out. Forget it. Leicester, Bristol, which has got like 5 left. Reading, Berlin, Birmingham, Guildford, Aldershot, Norwich, Newcastle, Edinburgh, Glasgow. Fuck, this is so much travel. Cambridge, Manchester and Maidenhead. Oh, man. That's going to be... Please come. Please come, because some of those are like when it's really cold and dark out and I'll be sad. Bring gifts. Thank you. Bye.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right.
Oh, look!
What? Helen, we're recording.
Are we? Wow.
Whose hair did you just pull out of your tits?
That's mine.
Oh,
but
God.
That is incredible.
That was grim as hell.
Are the length of that
really nice.
Was...
Did it come from your boobs or from your head?
Yeah, well, at first I was like, oh, look, a nipple hair. But then obviously realised because there was no feeling.
Do you think it is
pull.
A head hair?
There was no feeling. That's a head hair.
But there could have been a pull later on.
Yeah, it could have been a pube.
That's not, no.
Much later, if it was that long.
Good point.
I'm going to say this. It's not pube because of the length, because obviously we all go through the phases of sick. You know when you're like...
It's winter.
Not growing up.
But you know when you're like, I want to see how long it will get. Like, do you go through those phases with different hairs on your body? Like, my favourite is to see how long I can get the hairs on the back of my thighs. Because they're like,
oh,
such...
Oh, you're obsessed with this.
Yeah. Because it's such a weird... It's like in between pube texture and leg hair texture.
Yeah.
There's a wiriness, but it hasn't committed to pube.
Yeah, it's like a science experiment.
Yeah, whereas nipple hairs are generally a lot shorter, but this is, what a treat. I'll pop that on the floor for later.
Oh, lovely. Have we started recording? In. Oh, good, I'm so glad. That's the first thing we've said to Lolly and Abelfi.
Yay!
Hello.
Lolly, we have to talk about it. You're wearing a power suit. You look phenomenal. It's like, you know who our audience was, and you were like, what would the lesbians want to see? Does anyone want some pinstripe? And the answer is yes. Yes, we do. Thank you so much for arriving in it.
Thank you.
Wow.
You know what makes me think of? Al Capone. And that is a compliment.
Wow. Oh, that's so funny.
It's got the, like, I think it's because it's reminding me of my year 8 school play, Big Al, the musical of Al Capone's life. Kind of
when does a compliment start?
No, but that's it, like the original sort of like gangster.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's definitely got a, like, you should have a cigar sort of a vibe.
Yeah, and a hat.
And like fire accountant.
Oh my God.
And then go to Alcatraz.
Wow, this is inspiring.
Favourite prison to go to?
Wandsworth.
Yeah. Local, nice and local.
South London. Keep it south.
And you'll know you'll be able to get out again, which is nice.
You just want to go somewhere that your family can visit. Easy for your friends. Easy for your friends.
Exactly.
I wouldn't mind doing like a couple of weeks in Rikers, you know, in America.
Sure, just to say that you've done it.
Yeah, I think it's like, because you see it on TV all the time, and it's like, obviously, you're gutted, you're going to prison, full stop.
Yeah.
But, like, why not also be the same place where you're like, oh my God, is this where Anna Sorokin was from Inventing Anna?
Sure.
Like, did they film here?
Yeah.
Am I on set? Like, you know, like,
yeah,
it's sort of like prison slash Universal, like, movie tours in Orlando.
While the conditions seem worse in the States, it also seems more likely somebody will make an expose about that bad treatment.
Yes.
Whereas the treatment's awful in Britain, but no one cares.
Have you seen that show?
God, sorry, that wasn't really very fun. That was quite dark and upsetting.
There's room for both.
Hey, listen, we got in so early and I'm like, oh no. Oh no.
You know, when you're like just browsing Netflix and you're like, oh, I'll give this a go. And it's called World's Toughest Prisons. And I was like, okay. Well, I was like,
oh my God,
I'm
really?
Into these sort of documentaries. So sure. I was like, I'll give it a go. And it's an English guy and it starts being like, I'll be going to the toughest prisons all over the world. And there's like 3 seasons of it. And it's like different like cities, different countries. And you're like, oh, okay, so we'll just see what the prison
is
system's like
him?
There. No.
Okay.
But like,
is it that vibe?
Yeah, 100%. And then he's like, doing the intro being like, we're going to be going in there, meeting the inmates and seeing what life is really like. And this isn't my first time inside. My name is blah, blah. I can't remember it now. I was wrongfully convicted of murder and spent 9 years in jail in the UK.
Wow.
And it's like, what the fuck? But he was like a BBC journalist, got wrongfully convicted or something. No, he was wrongfully convicted. He did a journalism course in prison and then came out when they like got overturned and he realised that he was innocent. And now he goes to different prisons around the world.
You mean they realised he was? He knew the whole time that he
was. I think he knew. Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't like,
known.
Wait a minute. I don't even, hang on, I was wearing what top? I don't even have a feeler top. No, that checks out. Okay, great.
I'm telling you now, I know I said you said Wandsworth and I was like, I'm not here to correct you, but you want to go to Sweden or Norway.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're going to want
to... you don't get a choice.
No, but if you did,
that's
a
good point.
I think choose somewhere you could upskill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I do a crime in Sweden, what happens?
You come out more qualified.
Sure.
I think. You get to live in open spaces, you get green, you get to engage in education.
But do I get imprisoned in Sweden?
Oh, I should think so.
I think so. But I think maybe the British taxpayer has to pay for your prison stay, probably.
Sure.
Gosh.
Maybe. None of us really know this, do we?
No.
Because, you know, at good first... Good
to know. Fun to conjecture.
The prison that Bridget Jones goes to in Bridget Jones 2 looks fun.
That looks awful in Thailand.
Yeah, but they all wear wonder bras and they sing.
But that's the worst part about it. You're already in prison in Thailand and now this white woman's just singing at you?
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
I'd be like, can I get a freaking break? Jesus Christ.
There might be someone out there who needs to know this information.
Yeah. She's like, can anyone tell me my weight today? Fucking hell. Christ. Lolly, how the hell are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for asking. How are you?
Great. Ghost is over.
Ghost is over. Well, it's on at the moment.
Of course it is. But what are you doing with your life? Just watching
I'm chilling out. Just watching it over and over again. You know, seeing where I could have done things differently.
Nice.
Kitty can't do anything different. She's perfect.
No, she really is.
Please.
Thank you. I love her.
She's a puppet.
Will you miss her?
She's so sweet. I miss her so much.
Yeah.
I won't miss her corset, but I will miss everything else about her.
Wait, so the outfit you're wearing, is it like a genuine corset?
It's genuine
like...
corset.
Holy shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How long does it take to get into?
Well, 15 minutes.
What?
Everything all together. Corset, underskirt, petticoat, dress.
Excuse me, what's the difference between a petticoat and an underskirt?
Underskirt is just sort of a not particularly interesting material and it just fills it out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Petticoat is like... I mean, structure. I could be wrong about this, but like, I think it's the thing that you see under, like the pink thing you see under her dress.
Mm.
Maybe I made that up. But there are different layers. And wow. Some of them are just sort of filling out.
She does look like a lovely cake.
She does.
A beautiful cake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But wait, so corset...
Can you breathe in
it? I was going to say, do you have to... What do you do for lunch?
You can breathe for lunch sometimes. Well, I'll take the layers off. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I keep the corset on. Because the corset by itself is not that bad.
Okay, it's all
it's
the
quite,
weight.
You know, it's quite, I feel structured, I feel poised.
Gorgeous.
Oh, that's
but
nice.
With everything else, it's heavy. It's heavy
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's intense.
Yeah, yeah.
Do people have to like really yank it from behind?
Yeah, I think in the first series, we like went to the costume place and the woman was really yanking.
Ouchie.
Because she didn't work on the show, she was a costume woman.
And seemed to have a personal grudge against you.
Yeah, it was strange. and she was kind of like, it needs
my
to be
mom's
this tight.
Name.
and then after a while, it sort of like bends to your body and it starts to like loosen up a little bit. But in Jesus. The beginning, it was tough.
That's intense.
Okay, yeah. I actually want a corset now. The idea of being, no, but like,
I know
when
you
said it was like your poise.
Yeah.
And like the structure, like, and then. Oh, I kind of want to do that. And then have you seen those like videos, people with like the smallest waists ever?
Yes.
They've worn a corset for like
five.
So you're on this side of YouTube as
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%.
A girl, yeah. Speaking of toxic, a girl in my school, Gillian O'Halloran, probably be better named. now that I hear it, I used to wear a corset under her school uniform for debating when we were debating against the boys' school.
No way.
We had...
But wait, didn't you have like a jumper over?
Oh, I can't even stress enough how much you could not tell.
Yeah.
She was wearing. We had button-up, like, blue and white check shirts. We had red ties. We had pinafores or heavy skirts. We had cardigans or jumpers that were thick,
country,
royal blue wool.
Wow.
We had skirts down to our ankles. What
ankles?
Was the corset for? Yes, ankles.
Well, otherwise Jesus can see. Otherwise Jesus
yeah,
can see.
And the sexiest part of the body.
In what world? Oh, and we had knee-high socks, just in case.
But
just
did she
case.
Say? Did she say I'm wearing a corset so that to make sure that people knew?
I guess so, yeah. Because otherwise, how did I know?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But to the boys.
And she was also like rasping for like.
Yeah.
Was
wow,
she doing it
sexy.
For confidence, or was she doing it because she thought maybe they would tell? And
discipline.
Then, like,
it's so
her.
Fascinating that you think I would have asked those questions at 15, and instead I was just like, I wonder if I should get a corset. and that would be my lunch time being like.
But it was like a fashion corset, a trendy corset.
It was like a satin purple corset
wow.
underneath her uniform. Yeah.
Okay, that's actually kind of a slay.
Yeah.
I guess.
And then she'd be like debating whether they should have abortion or not. In a like
oh,
a purple
we did
corset.
Not speak that word in Ireland. How dare you? Good Lord. What? In the education system? Ankle length skirts. I went to school in a convent.
What were you discussing? Whether women should have the right to vote
revoked? Unanimous no.
We literally just had divorce legalized, so we did a lot of that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that is fun.
I'm old. Hey, so
wait, when was divorce?
96 in Ireland? Could we double check that?
96?
Wow. Yeah.
So Charles and Diana, that wouldn't have even happened.
Well, for the bigger issue would be the royalty, but yeah, sure.
Bang
sure.
on, 1996.
Wow.
Someone did debate.
Isn't that wild?
Wait, what was your school thing? What was your? Were you like a drama kid or were you a debate kid?
I was... I suppose I was a drama kid, but we didn't really have a drama.
You were just presence. You're just creating it on your
yeah,
own.
Yeah, I was a toxic.
Oh, sorry. So not actually the drama group, just running around being like, "I know you're a fucking bitch."
Oh no, she didn't.
She said you're a fucking bitch. I'm probably closest to a class clown, I suppose.
Nice.
I had a wonderful drama teacher called Miss Hennessy.
Shout out, Miss Hennessy.
Is she Irish?
She was not Irish, no.
Thank God.
But she, while everyone else was doing Duke of Edinburgh, she was like, do you want to do this thing called Arts Award? Which is basically like the drama version of Duke of Edinburgh.
Oh my
and
God.
And I was like, well, you see me.
Was it just you and Miss Hennessy?
I don't think anyone else did it.
Oh, that's so
I think
sweet.
She probably offered it to other people. But then it was sort of like a Miss Honey Matilda situation.
That's
like,
so
I think
sweet.
You should probably do the Arts Award.
You're not going to want to do all that walking. Come on. Yeah. Come on.
How do you get an Arts Award?
There's like different things you can do. I wrote a play.
Whoa.
Age 17.
She's a prodigy. What's it called?
It's going to be bulimia, anorexia, suicide, death. It's going to be like every teenager for GCSE.
Divorce could be childhood divorce.
No, it won't be childhood. It's going to be darker than childhood divorce.
I think you're giving me too much credit. I think it was, look.
Oh my God.
The setting of the play was I was in a paddling pool on the stage.
Oh, she's much more, that's very
interesting. Kind of
but what does it represent?
Exactly.
Grief.
And my father was played by one of my best friends, Claudia. Shout out to Claudia.
Shout out Claudia.
She's 17 as well at the time.
She's 17 as well at Brilliant. The time. She's wearing incredible. A waistcoat that I brought in from home.
Fabulous.
And she's, I'm unclear as to whether she was my dad or my adoptive dad.
Here we go.
But
Here
I was go. Sort of, you know, a rebellious teen and she was my dad and sort of trying
I guess we can figure this out. How much did she look like you?
Well, she's white.
Okay, so adoptive.
Yeah. But I can't remember if that was in the script or not. Maybe it was a colourblind casting.
Oh, my casting. Colourblind casting.
Oh, like we're looking for any race, any gender.
This was like a Waiting for Godot style two-parter.
It was a two-parter. Well, it was a two-parter, but there were two chorus members.
Oh, lolly!
Who I think were two girls, lovely girls, Leanne and Annie.
Leanne and Annie.
There was this song that we used to sing that was like...
In the play?
In school we used to sort of sing this like... It wasn't like a nursery rhyme. It was just a really sort of haunting song that you sing around. And you know like when you're like 16, you're like, that song's so good, I need to like put that in something. okay. And so then I put it in the play.
Well, like Freya and Shaka.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I think it's like... Just like a song, it's like not linked to any country or.
But it's like a nursery rhyme, and you were all like, "That slaps."
It's like higher than a nursery rhyme in terms of like respect levels for the song.
Okay, I got you.
But it's. So, I mean, I'm not gonna sing it.
Cher or something.
Please sing it.
I actually can't. I physically can't.
Okay. I feel like you're very. And we are taking a little segue out of the play, but we'll be returning to the paddling pool.
Sure.
But I will say that you're a little gatekeeper-y with the song. And can I also say that that's a trend with you, Lolly Adekobe? Because actually, I went to watch Lolly.
Yeah.
Watch. Apparently, you're supposed to dance. But I went to watch Lolly DJ.
Thank you.
I would not dance. I would only watch.
Yes.
And can I say, I didn't know any of the songs.
Okay. That's not gatekeeping, no. though.
Hang on.
Oh, dear.
That was gatekeeping of a good time. And I felt old.
Sure.
And I felt like, why don't they have any lyrics?
Okay.
And so I think the least you could do, to circle back.
Catherine, you're getting into your angry space.
Is sing me.
Catherine, no, I'm loving this.
Really quickly, you've left your window of tolerance, therapy speak. I think it's important to remember that the hand is raised. If anyone watching on YouTube, just like let's bring it down and let's enter our green space and leave the head for a little minute, okay?
Catherine, I hear you. I appreciate you coming to me with this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to correct you. I didn't gatekeep. In fact, the playlist for my DJ set is available on Spotify.
There was pre-reading. Nobody told me I could have done the
no,
reading.
No, it was put after, it's to be after. Fair. It was after. But no, I would actually say that a lot of the songs...
I would have
studied. You had your moment, Catherine. Let's let Lolly finish. I would say that actually a lot of the songs were quite old songs. So I'm interested that you found... that you felt old, because a lot of the crowd were quite Gen Z, and I think they were kind of like, what
well,
is
that's
this?
Why I felt old, isn't it, Lolly?
Yes, that's why you felt old. But I can't control that. I really can't control
what sort
that.
Of songs were being played here?
Is this the first time or the second time?
Oh,
the second time.
I don't know.
The most recent
Don't you remember
one.
Me being there watching? Wasn't that central yes. for you?
But I thought you
I
were there
for
the
25
first
minutes,
one.
And then I had to go home because I was tired.
That was the second one. I'm playing, you know...
Crazy Frog by Eric Sinner.
Come on, Lolly. You know that some of those were cool and I couldn't have known them.
They had lyrics, though. It's an indie night.
Oh, God. Was it?
Yeah, I strayed from the theme. But it's originally an indie night. I played Fontaine's DC...
I don't know.
Thank you. There wasn't a single Bewitched.
No, but I'm not touching that.
I guess it would be appropriate if. I get it. You're not Claudia, am I right?
Thank you.
Back to Claudia.
Yeah, so quickly back to Fanpool. I want to hear more about it, mainly because I'm worried that I just feel like okay. This is the other teachers were like, we need to do something with Lolly. Like, she's clearly got an amazing creative outlook in life.
She keeps singing sea shanties. Yeah.
Sea shanties, exactly.
Was it a sea shanty?
It wasn't, but it's that vibe.
Okay. Were you doing cups? Cups and hands?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's definitely hands. So two chorus members would come on after the sort of the scene... and we would all
just
sing.
Just call them Leanne and Annie. You don't need to be calling it the chorus.
Well, with my professional hat on, you know, mm-hmm. chorus one and chorus two would come on and we would sing. as a four, we would sing this song and around, and it was very haunting and very spiritual. Mm. And that was the play.
Any audience members?
Oh, yeah.
No, big sorry, time. Catherine. Just,
Miss Hennessy was there.
Yeah, no, we did it. We did it for the school.
No, you didn't.
No.
I think so. Yeah. We definitely did it in the main hall, on the
Listen,
stage.
Listen, I don't want to presume anything.
Mm. Oh, you were brilliant.
But if I were to guess,
all
girls school?
What do you mean?
Was yeah, it? Yeah, of course it was an all girls school. Yeah. Okay, cool. So the coolest of
audiences. It's an all girls school. It's not like this is lame. This is kind of like a cool thing to
I
be
didn't
doing.
Go to an all-girls school. I'm
exactly. Okay. That's why you're shocked.
Helen, weirdly at all-girls schools, genuinely, people would want to be the girls in the talent show.
Oh, 100%.
Like, this isn't a talent. There's were... no talent.
No. But like, there was talent involved.
Whoa, everyone's looking at her.
You yeah. and your three friends singing
She's
around
a star.
In the paddling pool.
Yeah.
And then you got an award for that at the end of it.
Arts award, yeah.
What else did you have to do? Write a play and...
Write a play. I think probably like write some sort of paragraph about the play and my process of writing the play.
Oh, yeah. Did you have a still image in it?
What is your process? What was your process?
You know, listening to a lot of music, getting out there into nature, getting in there into the paddling pool.
Uh-huh. Getting out into nature, but not the Duke of Edinburgh Award.
No. Getting out into nature and then getting straight back into my room and writing things down. And yeah, no regrets. I mean, thank you to Miss Hennessy because here I am on Trusty Hogs.
Wow. Wow. With chorus one and chorus two. We're back, baby.
So this is like first year of sixth form college.
Yes. Yeah.
Incredible.
Thank you.
And what was GCSE drama like for you?
GCSE drama was wonderful.
It was my favourite time of life.
Yeah, it was. Did you do Blue Remembered Hills?
Yes.
Oh,
wait,
my
are you
gosh.
The same age?
32.
Yeah. Fucking. Yeah. Perfect.
Wow. Yeah.
It's same. Yeah.
How old are you, darling?
What's the Irish version of it?
I actually skipped the year where you do most drama in school, fourth year, and which I'm fine with because my school of Irish girls was doing The King and I. So.
Wow. Yeah. That one slide.
Yikes.
Let that one go.
So,
wow. So
I just sort of tottered on past that. Mm-hmm.
I was debating. Is Blue Remembered Hills the one where they all, spoiler alert, if anyone's currently reading it for fun, do they all die in a barn at the
end
of the
fire?
They
all die in the barn fire.
And it's like famously adults playing children.
Yes.
And they've got
West Country
accents. Yeah. We are 100% of this. Yeah.
Is it a play?
It's really obsessive.
Yeah.
It's a play, yeah.
It's about like little kids. And
it's kind of like a Lord of the Flies-ish vibe, I suppose.
Yeah.
They're kind of playing with fire.
But in like Somerset.
Yeah.
And
is that the upsetting bit, the accent?
Boys in the room, obviously.
The accent's the upsetting part, or the...
the accents, the ups. Well, do you know what? I still find it fascinating that, like, what media was I consuming at the time that meant that I could do a West Country accent? I have no idea. And yet I just could do one.
Are you from the West Country?
Wow, that's such a, like, a gorgeous, like, subtle brag.
No, but at 15.
It's so weird because I haven't even been exposed to that. Now it's just, like, amazing.
It must have been, like, there must have been, like, a kids' TV show.
Yeah, yeah. Rather than, like, Scottish or, you know, it's quite specific.
How's your Scottish accent?
So I find it easiest to get into it thinking of the Way of the Warrior from Raven.
Oh, yes. And what does he says sort of...
So like, are you ready to feast the warrior?
Are you ready to feast the warrior?
Yeah.
Nice. Both equally fine, I'd say. Solid stuff.
Give us a run up and we'll get one.
Yeah, no, I loved it. Miss Hennessy would be...
We follow each other on Instagram. She's
really?
Well.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so cute.
I'm friends with my college drama teacher on Facebook.
That's really nice.
Yeah. Isn't that she is your really mom? Nice.
No, my mum ran a different drama school.
Oh, sorry, okay.
The Anne Bauer School of Drama.
Oh, sorry.
Really?
Yeah. From their living room.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's I've spoken really about cool. this so many times on this, but my mum ran an illegal drama school from the ages of 6 to 18.
That is amazing.
From our living room, and I was in it three nights a week.
That's a film. You need to turn that into a film.
I actually do genuinely agree. 100%. I really do agree. What's the opposite of sunshine? Little Miss...
Moonshine.
No.
That's, yeah, just not, me fucked up on the kids' speech and drama new. Festival circuit, circa 2005. The pressure's got to me, Ma.
I mean, I'm in. If that's the treatment, yeah, yeah. I'm in.
If anyone is looking for entertainment in next year's spring, summer, I do recommend children's speech and drama festivals. Wow. You can spend an afternoon watching 13-year-olds pretend
adults should just
to be
go
Lady
to
Macbeth. Yeah,
yeah.
And it is brilliant.
I'm into that.
I don't think adults should just go to
support the arts.
I don't think they should just go to children's.
There's adults there. They're the judges.
Okay.
They judge the children.
I'd love to be a judge on something.
Yeah, you'd be amazing at that.
My mum's judging them now.
Wow.
She's
wow.
on the circuit.
Yeah,
Anne's
great.
Made it.
Shout out
she's
Anne Bauer
made it.
And shout out to everyone who's on that circuit now. Good luck for next season.
I'm sure they're listening.
I hope you make it to Bristol.
Before we...
Is that like 200
houses? I hope you make it to Bristol.
Is it like Daytona Beach for cheer?
It really is.
Bristol. Before we go to our listener problem, what date is this coming out, Andrew?
Second.
Of December?
November.
November.
Lovely.
You just lost a month then.
I know, I really did. Okay, but we are getting into the sort of murky, icky
don't
part
force
of winter.
Buying the Christmas sure. presents. Okay. Fine.
No. Oh my God. Do it on your own time. I'm finished. But no.
What's your star sign?
Leo.
What's your star sign?
Aries.
And you?
Virgo.
Interesting. I don't know what any
Virgo
of them
is. That air?
Virgo is earth.
Ooh, I see that.
Ew. Gross. Like
nice.
That.
Oh my God.
No, like
do not
Mother Earth.
Yeah. Well,
grounded.
Or Mother Dirt.
Or like the least important characters in Elemental. That's how I see it. Have you seen Elemental yet?
No,
I've
not. No.
It's really good. Do watch it.
Is it animated?
Yeah, it's a new Disney Pixar film.
It's not for me.
Same.
You don't watch animated stuff?
No.
Not really.
Not even like Arthur or Yvonne of the Yukon? Ivana,
I did used to, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Obviously, yeah.
Not anymore. I don't watch any more either. I don't watch any more either. Having fun isn't hard when you've got a library card.
Oh my
Jekyll,
God.
Jekyll, hi. Jekyll,
Arthur transcends.
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
Do you boys remember that or are you too young?
No idea what you're talking
you
about.
Arthur?
No, I'm so sorry.
They're really little.
Wait, was it like the mouse guy?
He's an aardvark.
He's an aardvark.
Yeah. Oh. Best friend was a bunny.
Thank you.
Exactly. I do know this. Yeah, it only finished recently.
Yeah, no,
very sad.
They had a gay wedding on it.
Very.
Were you good at Lolly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because obviously, why end it?
We all grew up thinking you'd be on it.
Exactly.
We all thought we'd voice
how we got into it.
There was an episode when we were growing up.
Is that your origin story for the biz?
I just wanted to be on an episode of Arthur.
Yeah.
Hey, DW.
DW was and is an icon.
Wow.
R.I.P.
I used to watch Doug. Did you watch Doug?
Of course.
Oh, and I loved Patty Mayonnaise. And
yes.
Now I'm dating someone who looks exactly like her. Finally.
Wow.
Finally. Don't you see it? Don't you see it?
100%.
Yeah. It's wild. And she's never seen it. So I'm always like, oh, Patty.
Wow.
I know. It's wild.
I never watched
Hey Arnold.
Yes.
I am.
Yeah, Helga.
Yeah.
not Helga.
She is.
I am. My girlfriend calls me Helga all the time. I am Helga. I'm like, I love the hamster so much, I'm going to crush its head. You know, that
wow.
kind of...
Wow. And the love seeking. Like, you will... Yeah. The romance is high.
Secret wow. shrine, very mean in person.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. That's...
And you're...
Pinky and the brain combined. Yeah.
Wow.
And you?
Who am I? I think I like to think that I'm Spinelli, but I'm not Spinelli.
Oh my God, what no a one's recess Spinelli. Shout out.
No one's Spinelli. Everyone thinks that they're
Spinelli. Yeah, I guess
I'm
that.
Gretchen, I guess.
No.
Thanks, guys. I'm TJ.
That's a no, show, no, but not really.
What's the one? Is it like Hey Ginger? And she had a friend who was the little seal girl.
Hello? Wild Thornberrys. Or was that something else?
No, but Wild Thornberrys is a slay.
Oh my God, I forgot I, Wild Thornberrys.
Maybe I'm, what's
Debbie,
her name?
Eliza.
Eliza.
Donnie. I know all their names.
I like Eliza for you.
I genuinely do. Maybe I'm Donnie.
I like Eliza
I've got
for
Donnie
you.
Moon.
I like
Well, wait, what's the dad called?
Nigel Thornberry.
No, Nigel.
Nigel and Marianne.
Oh my God.
I'm Nigel and Marianne.
Who was the dad? Who was Chucky's dad in Rugrats?
Oh, Chad.
Chad.
I don't know. I should not
Chad's
know this.
My type,
Susie,
I think.
I'm Susie from Rugrats.
Oh, Susie!
100%.
Did you hear the theory about Rugrats?
No.
Oh, no, I hate this! I hate this! I hate this!
Oh, no. They're adults.
So Susie wrote it, and the only person that exists in it is Angelica, because Angelica is the only one that can talk to Susie and the babies and the adults. And Susie wrote about a friend Angelica who had schizophrenia from all the babies that died that she grew up playing with. And then Susie came into her life and wrote it as an adult looking back on her very unwell friend.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
What, the voice?
No, it's a theory, but I wanted to see how that would work out.
Well, we stopped breathing.
If you want to go really dark, look up Rugrats fan theories. Because, like, how does Angelica communicate both ways? And it's like, it's about, like, and then Susie comes into
the babies
into the
can talk. I thought it was as
but
simple
Susie
as that.
Susie doesn't talk with the babies, but she goes along with everything Angelica says and pretends because she wants her friend to feel
wow.
loved and included. And then it's written from Susie's perspective as an adult. That's why Susie is able to write the babies.
I'll bet you
but is Angelica related to any of the babies?
She's a cousin of Tommy, I
Maybe
think.
That's the connection.
But Tommy died.
Oh,
Tommy
my God.
Died.
Why do you keep saying
what?
It? Stop saying
Tommy
it.
Tommy died.
Stop saying it.
What
in,
do you mean?
In, like, I can't go through the whole, like, how they all died, but all of them died.
I'll bet you anything.
Chucky actually died in the car crash with his mum. They're all ghosts.
No!
Angelica still plays with them. Hello?
But that. So are the parents
Lolly!
Dead as well?
Hello?
Are the parents dead as
no,
well?
No, they're grieving.
So Christ. They're imagining. So it's like 222 A Ghost Story.
Oh my
is
God, what a slay of a reference.
Well, actually, that is a spoiler.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's been out for like 3 years.
Have you been in that yet?
I've seen it, yeah.
Oh no, I was going to say, have you been in that yet?
Oh, have I been in it yet? No.
So, oh, you must.
Fingers crossed, fingers crossed.
Any minute now.
I'm going to go and hang around there.
I want you to be in Blue Remembered Hills at the National Theatre.
Oh my God. We've got to bring that back. An all-female Blue Remembered Hills.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Olivier stage. The Olivier. Because it's got to be in the round.
It's got to be in the round. It's got to be in the round.
It's got to be.
And I'm sorry, if I'm doing a show in the round, the Olivier, please.
Yeah, that's
wonderful
a
drum circle.
Gorgeous.
I used to know the guy that was in charge of the drum there.
Miss Hennessy
wow.
could direct. Oh, Anne would be furious.
Why?
If Miss Hennessy directs, I feel
they
like.
They can co-direct.
Anne
doesn't
sure.
share. No, let me just
Miss Hennessy
right
can
there.
Produce. Maybe
how about
watch.
Sir Nicholas Heitner and Miss Hennessy together?
Wonderful.
It's good to have a name. It's good to have a name.
It's good to have a name. Nicholas needs a name with him. Oh my goodness. Wait.
We should actually do that. I'm actually excited now. Do you want to do a play at the National?
With you guys, I'd love to, yeah.
That would be nice.
I think it genuinely
You
works.
Know it ends up with Lolly in a, like, what paddling a, pool. Thank you so much, paddling pool, and we are Annie and
I don't
fucking,
think there's a paddling pool in Blue Remembered Hills.
But you know how it ends up. But it's going to end up.
I'm all right, yeah, come on, it's a bit of banter. It's having a bit of banter. Kids did die, though, in the fictional
oh
show.
Oh, my God,
and in Rugrats.
That cannot be.
Oh, they're dying all the time.
This can't be the theme of the show. I wonder what the fan theories on ghosts are.
Oh, there's loads.
Yeah.
There are so many. I saw a really funny tweet the other day that said, I wasn't tagged. I was searching BBC Ghosts to see what people were saying.
Yeah, yeah.
It just said Kitty from BBC Ghosts has a personality disorder, which I thought was quite funny.
Which one? Or just general?
I think she just has all of them.
Yeah. She's got a lot going on, that girl.
Yeah.
She's an optimist.
Yeah. There's a lot of theories about... There's a lot of people saying Kitty's a lesbian, actually.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Do you think that was already in the character or that you found it during the show?
I don't think she is a lesbian, unfortunately. Actually, maybe don't put that in because people
get really crazy.
Okay, actually, yeah. I'm cancelling my subscription to the BBC. Yeah.
I think she's just really straight because she's just in that world, like balls and men and stuff.
She fancies a lot of boys, doesn't she?
She fancies a lot of boys. She just wants to go to little balls and have...
But thing is, when you lie in bed at night, even when you're a ghost, whatever you're frigging to that's in your mind... You can't control it.
Thank you.
And whatever Kitty's getting off on, it's probably balloons, realistically.
But whatever she
is losing her mind to, let her be.
It feels like she might like cake sitting as well. She has that quality.
Like a cake sitting kink. Mm. That's quite sick, actually. Mm.
I'll tweet about it later. We don't have time.
I never got the cake sitting one.
Nor I. Waste of a cake. Yeah. Lolly.
Yeah.
How are you at giving advice?
Really good, actually.
And what kind of advice giver do you see yourself as?
What are the different types?
Well, I tell the person exactly what I think they want to hear.
Okay.
And that's not really advice. That is me wanting to feel good.
Sure.
And Helen catastrophizes on their behalf.
Wow.
Such that they sought advice and now they have bigger problems.
The world is ending. Let's do it.
And
I think I'm very level-headed.
I think all of us have got 5 years left on this planet, if David Attenborough is correct.
Whoa.
So let's watch it burn.
Okay, well, that can be part of the play. Andrew, we have a problem from a listener.
Yes.
Who is it?
Multiple, but we'll go for this one.
Everyone's very troubled at the moment, actually.
I think this is our first ever problem co-authored by a couple, M and P.
Hi, M and P.
Hi, M and P. Like an MP. Crazy. A member of parliament. Do you have that in Ireland or no? Okay. We've got a president. I know that. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you. No,
please stop. Okay. I beg you to stop.
My partner and I are both writing this. While we both love you equally, it is only I, brackets female 18, who is a Patreon member. So if love was a competition, I would win.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Fabulous.
Really manipulative, but really brilliant. Mm.
We are currently contenting with the prospect of...
Wait, who is the partner? What is their age? And do we know anything else about them?
We don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to assume 60, female.
No!
art teacher.
Art teacher, drama teacher, 60, Weymouth.
Stop it!
Well, Weymouth. Yeah. That was rogue.
We're both called Linda.
So tired.
We never learn our lesson being silly. This could be a very traumatic story.
I know. I always do this.
Yeah,
like,
it's true.
Really, really fun, and then it's going to be fucking. It's going to be like a paddling pool drama. Yeah.
No. It's fairly light.
Fairly.
We'll be the deciders of that, Andrew. Go on.
They're currently contenting with the prospect of a long distance relationship and are not sure how to approach it. For the past 4 years, we've been in very close proximity, having attended the same high school. So it's difficult to imagine being apart. Aww. The advice thus far has been to quit while we're ahead. But neither of us can see a future, brackets long-term geriatric type, with anyone else. We've canvassed open relationship stuff and whatnot, brackets, by the way, thoughts, ? We know how young we are and how naive we sound, but have you ever done long distance successfully? How silly are we on a scale of 1 to 10? Any and all advice, greatly appreciated. Cheers, big ears. All our love, M and P.
Cheers, big ears.
Yeah, wow.
They tried something. They tried you. What, you've never tried something when you're young?
Whoa. Okay, you are fucking.
Just say same goes long nose and let them have it.
Same goes long nose.
Yikes.
Wowzers.
I'm sorry, but we have to just come on.
Okay.
Advice, please. are you feeling comfortable?
How young are they?
Well, I guess 18. They're both 18, and if they've been to the same high school, I imagine
they've been
they
together since
18,
they were 14.
Yeah.
And do we know what the distance is going to be? Are we talking like a Fleet to Aldershot, or are we talking like a...
That's not long distance for love.
I'm going to guess we're talking two different UK-based universities. They've been together since they were 14. They're now 18.
So let's catastrophise this. Let's do the Outer Hebrides to Falmouth.
Let's do St. Andrews and...
Falmouth.
I think it can't be that far, because I think you'd know this is never going to work.
Yeah.
I think it's probably a bit too close, so you're hoping it's going to work.
Yeah.
There's ways of making it perfect, because people always say long distance can't work, but then you watch all those war films and they all come back and they're with the woman and they've been in for
sometimes
and
they're with
the brother ages.
What's that
when
film?
When do they get with the brother?
The girl gets with the brother. What's the film where she gets with the brother? Because she thinks the husband's dead. And
no,
then he comes back.
Awful. You'd be gutted, wouldn't you?
Her brother or his?
She gets with his brother.
What a relief.
Yeah. She thinks he's been like.
Because that'd
dead
be real desperate
war.
Times if you're getting with your
How embarrassing when he
but
comes back.
But why is
back.
The brother not at the war? That's the big question.
Maybe, does he have an injury?
Yeah.
Shot himself in the foot probably for attention.
Yeah, I think that's the second one.
Shall we circle back to M&P?
So M&P.
Tell us, Lolly.
My thoughts are, see how you go. Mm-hmm. Just see how you go. If you get to uni and you're like, I really fancy someone else, you can nip it in the bud.
Okay.
Oh, so you think like...
I think try it out.
Look around for better options.
Because you could get to uni and be like, there's no one else here.
It's dead.
Like, everyone's a minger.
Everyone's a minger. I'm so in love. And then you'll be so excited to get back home that's in the holidays. Nice. But I think don't write it off before you get there. Mm-hmm. See how it goes. Be open. Let the wind take you.
Have you ever done a long-distance relationship?
Not a long-term long-distance relationship, only for sort of 3 months at a time.
Okay, and that's kind of what they'd be doing.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
But it's kind of, they're just seeing each other on holidays. It's not like they get a reprieve for a while.
Yeah.
Any advice on what makes it work?
I think the universe will sort of guide you.
Fucking earth signs.
Listen. What do you like as an advice giver, Lolly? Grounded. I'm so grounded.
The world moves by itself. Let's take it there.
Grounded, she said. She said she was grounded.
Sorry, should we get the fire signs involved? Let's fucking go.
Come on. Okay.
I'll go first. I genuinely believe the best way to do this is pretend that you're in a time before you would have spent all the time together, before you would have lived together before marriage. I'd say live like those people do when they're pretending they're in the Victorian era. You know, people that always dress as Victorian clothing, have everything Victorian, and just constantly send letters and get pigeons that are trained to fly between the two universities. Simple, done.
Interesting.
You have a lovely time. And also, you've got a hobby together. You.
If you break up now, you will constantly wonder, you will put it on a pedestal as a thing that could have worked but for circumstance. Yeah. What you need to do is let it play out and sort of rage out in a burning fire, which it probably will. But I hope it doesn't, but it probably will because you're 18.
Yeah.
Mm. But...
But they all sound very level-headed and
I know,
reasonable,
I hate,
which makes
felt,
me
as
think...
As soon as I said
like,
I felt bad.
But all 18-year-olds are now. All 18-year-olds.
They're
so like...
I told him such a people-pleaser. I was trying to play up to Helen there and actually... I think it could work, but I don't think it works if you...
I was saying it could work. I was saying, we'll go back to Victorian times. Live like that.
But
and,
I
like,
don't
communicate
think it,
through post.
I don't think it works if you open the relationship when you're also going long distance for the first time. Like, you've got all this trust, and then to both be apart from each other, which is going to challenge that trust and add on a layer of, and you can fuck whoever. I think that sort of does a disservice to all that you've built and that you could open it up, but let's try the distance first.
Yeah.
Get used to that.
Yeah.
And then you could open it up.
Yeah. See where your body takes you. If your body's saying, you know, I'm in love with someone else, then go that
Virgo
way.
I honestly.
Grounded,
this
you
This is why in general
grounded.
I pretend they don't exist, because it's just exhausting.
I shouldn't have told you I was Virgo.
No,
everything's changed.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Like, handsome moon, if that helps.
Wait, so we're all saying give it a go.
Yeah.
And we believe in you.
Yeah.
You can't predict that it's not going to work out.
If
it does, I will send you a Pizza Express voucher.
In 3 years.
I'd say 3 years,
yeah. Yeah, if you make it.
And it will only be like a tenner or something.
But don't put
pressure
on it, you know.
Yeah. Not, it's not worth it for the tenner. Yeah.
Well.
Depends how competitive you are.
Well. Yeah. I am.
The things I've done for a tenner, Jesus Christ.
I think either way.
All right, Lister, I'll tell you afterwards.
I think either way it'll be good, because I think if you do make it through, you'll have had opportunities to become. What are you two? What are you two giggling about? Why am I a teacher in this mode? What are you two? Excuse me, Helen Bauer and Lolly Adefobe, what are you gossiping about?
I don't know why. I just felt silly. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any more advice?
Love is love.
Are you fucking kidding me? Would you have said that if she had a boyfriend? Fuck you guys.
In a world where you can be anything,
be kind.
Jesus Christ. You forgot one. It gets
better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Okay.
A meal without wine is called breakfast.
Really nice. Live, laugh, love.
Yeah. Pogue Mahone.
No, that's different.
Isn't that like kiss my ass?
Yeah, which isn't really
it's
funny.
It's kind of like a saying, though,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. My other advice is I think that you should, if you are going to, I actually like the idea of letter writing, by the way, but I do think that you need to find ways to have dates online.
Going to our online comedy shows. Outside is awful.
Don't sell these children tickets. Don't sell them tickets.
That was very good.
But
answer.
If one of you thank were to you. Buy them, I think it should be the one who's not on Patreon.
Tell you what I think's a nice online date thing. If you're listening to this, probably like stand-up comedy. 800 Pound Gorilla, they're like releasing loads of specials at the moment, but they do like live watch-alongs. So like the amazing, Harriet Kemsley. I've had her on before. Everyone loves Harriet Kemsley. Harriet Kemsley's special just came out on YouTube and it's free and you can watch it, but you can watch it live as it's going out, and that's like a free, accessible date for everyone to do long distance.
That's cute.
Isn't
I like
that,
that
nice? And there's loads of good specials on there.
Or phone sex, but they're 18, so that gave me the creeps. But I wish
you can do phone sex at 18.
I don't think you're allowed.
Are you not?
I don't think they make phone calls 18-year-olds.
Yeah, I think it's just for over 50s. Okay, true. Andrew,
phone voice
fine.
Notes? Sex voice notes?
God, sex hell. Voice. Sex memes?
We're hip. We're down with it. Sex gif. Just wanking over a gif like a 3-second loop. Start it again. Start it again. I'm getting there. Start it again. That'd be tricky. Like for a 3-second gif to get you there. You'd have to have that really
bored.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the, woo! Do you know what I mean? Like if you've got like a whole thing around it and you're holding your breath.
Sure. I disagree, yeah. Actually. If you're in taboo.
It's just quicker. When you're in a rush.
It's so much quicker. And I always
morning
think of you.
Morning to wake you up, evening to go to bed.
Yeah. Hi Hogs, it's Catherine and I'm here to beg you to join our Patreon because I am dignified. Thank you so much for listening. We really, really appreciate it. If you can't afford to support us, we totally get it. It's tough times and we really appreciate you just telling your friends and tweeting about it or giving us a good review online would be amazing. But if you can afford to, I think we have some pretty good benefits for pretty reasonable prices. I don't know why I'm selling this like it's a car. But we have, for £3, you get early access to the episode. And you get access to our Discord, which, as you know, I feel to be a pervert's forum. Nonetheless, it seems like the hogs enjoy it, discussing what we're up to and talking about the pod. So that sounds nice, unless you're me, in which case it sounds disconcerting. Weekly extras for £5. You get an extra whole episode. £5 is basically a coffee in London, or if you live elsewhere, probably a cinema ticket. Good God, I should need to move out of the city. The point is, £5 you get weekly extras. And there's also a backlog of 105 extra episodes that you can listen to. That's pretty good value. For £10, you get access to our live show recordings. For £20, you get a producer credit. You get merch. You get a producer mug, right, Andrew? Oh my God. Okay, so for £50, you get to be an executive producer and, as you know, have full access to the lounge. And by that, I mean a personalised episode for your enjoyment.
Yes, there's lots of stuff. It's all at patreon.com/trustyhogs. All prices are exclusive of your local VAT rates. And I've also remembered we also have trusty vlogs on Patreon. So for every single level, starting at £3, you can access our zoo vlog, you can access our Edinburgh vlogs, and that's available to any Patreon supporter of any level. So
is VAT localised?
It is indeed, yes. So if you're in the UK, you're paying 20%. If you're in Saudi Arabia, I believe nothing. If you're a Patreon from
you
Saudi
mean
Arabia.
Per country rather than like, it's not like Swindon's paying different VAT to
No, yeah, per country. It's very booked to your country.
Gosh, we live, we learn, we join our Patreon.
Patreon.com/trustyhogs.
Lolly, before you go, people are going to ask, so I'm asking for them.
Yeah.
Where's your suit from?
Ganny.
Oh, of course it is.
Do you want a spray of this?
What's that?
Body spray? No.
Violet and Bergamot body spray, Ted Baker.
Thank you. Lovely.
Thank you.
That's lovely.
Carry on with the podcast.
All right. Thank you. What foundation are you wearing?
I'm wearing concealer, Juvia's Place concealer.
All over?
Juvia's Place concealer and under my eyes, NARS concealer.
Wow. Gorgeous.
Thank you.
Gorgeous. Thank okay. You. Do you think the audience will have any other questions for?
Bra size. 38G. I had a breast reduction.
So. Did you?
Yeah.
When?
3 years ago.
Congratulations.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Congrats. 2 years ago.
Can I ask what size you were before?
Unquantifiable.
Seriously?
No way.
Yeah.
What, to get reduced to a G is quite
yeah.
Can you take the weight of mine and tell me if you think I'm in, like, I think I want to get a reduction at some point.
I think I was bigger or similar.
This is a double J.
I was K. I think I was above a K, actually.
Oh, how's your spinal column?
Weirdly, I didn't get back pain that much.
That's
but
good.
Everything else was terrible.
What do you mean, do like you nipple feel... length?
Helen, you can't just... Helen, we can't be like, so what, where's your suit from? What foundation are you wearing? So like, what was your previous nipple length?
Sorry. Favourite tooth? Favourite tooth? People want to know.
Too fancy.
Too fancy.
Oh,
you.
Yeah.
You too.
Yeah.
Lol.
Yeah, you both have such cute little gaps. So cute.
Do you ever just breathe through it for entertainment?
Yeah, once I got a hair clip stuck in it.
No.
Oh. Yeah. I was doing my hair and I put a clip in my...
No.
I was doing that and then it got stuck.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tough. Did you panic?
Yeah, because I pulled and it didn't come out.
Hot.
And I had to take it slow, but in the beginning I was just sort of yanking. Yeah. Sort of torture.
Oh my God.
Hmm.
So you've recovered well from the surgery?
Yeah.
Good. That's amazing. Yeah. Whoa.
You're a fucking freak.
What?
You're a fucking freak, love.
I've been bullied today.
No, it's just so that I don't personally believe in breast reductions. They're anti my community.
Yes, fair enough.
You know that 30 Rock quote, like, I don't need the meat, I just need a lift.
Yeah.
It's good
lovely.
Stuff, isn't it? Yeah.
Have you had a nice time?
I've had a time.
Yeah.
That means yes. Loved it.
I took that as a hell yes.
Yeah, I've had a wonderful
great.
Time.
She's too grounded to enjoy.
So where can people find you?
Instagram.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
What's your handle?
Lolly Adefope.
Fabulous. They can watch Ghosts.
They can watch Ghosts.
What else can they watch? Mission Impossible?
Shrill.
Mission Impossible.
Shrill. Oh my God, I love Shrill so
Thank
much.
You.
It was
you
so
much.
Good. So good.
So confluently.
Thank you.
Sorry, I was going to see if I could get a tuck.
And you got
in my
to
teeth.
Smooch somebody really hot, which is exciting.
I what?
You got to smooch somebody very hot in Shrill.
Who? Many.
Yeah, but.
Don't, let's not rate them.
Oh, sure.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Do you have anything to promote? Do you have any shows? Any live shows?
No.
Are you DJs?
So good.
I don't have a current DJ date in the calendar.
Oh, did
but
they cancel you because nobody could sing
no,
along?
No, he said
did
I could come back anytime.
Did they say, oh, sorry.
Can I please come
festival?
Next time?
Of course you can.
When
please
is the
do.
Show at the Olivier?
That was talking 2025, I think.
Right,
we were
okay.
talking
gorgeous,
for that. Yeah, because we've got to
gorgeous.
Get rehearsals and casting.
Frankenstein's coming back, you see. So we've got to wait for that.
And then us. Okay.
John Lee Miller, Benedict Cumberbatch,
yeah.
Marty Rolling again. And then we'll probably be straight in on the round because usually they do it in like rotation shows. Mm-hmm. But we're just going to see what happens.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. Wow. So good to talk to you. Can't wait to have you back in with Miss Hennessy.
Catherine, are you doing any shows?
I'm going on tour and I think you know it.
Wow.
I would love to hear a little bit more about it.
My show is called Again With Feelings and I'm going to loads of places.
Lots of places. They're all on my website, katherinebehart.com. And
I'd expect you would be on that website right now. Is you listening to it?
I'd love if you were. Yeah. I send such long newsletters. So if you've made it through those, fair play. And if not, don't worry about it.
I say just book
tips.
Tickets for banter. That's what I would do. Book tickets for banter. Give them away as Christmas gifts to people.
Lovely.
All good.
That'd be nice. I was just saying this for like queers who you don't know what to get, send them to me.
Great.
Right?
Queers, you don't know.
You've
what
already
to
bought
get.
The socks. You've already engaged in the hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Just send them to me.
Well, if
I'd
you're all into
them.
Woodworking now, buy them a plane or a saw or
Those
something.
Those are really expensive. It would be cheaper
they?
To get tickets
oh,
to me.
Goes Catherine
yeah,
Bohart.
Jen,
yeah,
cheaper
same thing.
To me. Yeah, yeah, thanks so much. Thank you so much, Lolly Adefope. Everybody, round of applause. Thank you so much to our executive producers, Guy Goodman, Simon Moores, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Sarah Hart, Kate Deacon, Oliver Jago, Anthony Conway, and Matthew Thomas. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
out of the executive lounge, but into a VIP area nonetheless. It's our producers. Thank you so much to Richard Bicknell, L. Richard Bald, Neil Redmond, Victoria Hutchison, Harold Van Dyke, Tim and Dom, David Walker, Rachel R., Sadie Cashmore, Claire Owen Jones, Jess and Nick, Zoe, Sarah and Molly, Raya Fink, Cordelia, Rachel Page, Helen A., Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Amy O'Riordan, Abby Wharf, Key Webb, Matt Sims, Luke Bright, Leah, Kate Spencer, Tristan, Liz Forge, Taz, Chloe, Becky Fox, Emily G., Dean Michael, Glennis Wood, Stephanie Catraccia, Sophie Chivers, Mark, Anthony. I always have to split those two up. Carrie Sooth and Charlie A. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.